Politico claims J.D. Vance tries to tether Harris to the Biden-Harris administration. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 27, 2024. In what is being described as stark gaslighting by many readers on social media, Politico published an article claiming that former President Donald Trump's running mate Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., tried to tie Harris to the Biden-Harris administration's policies while speaking at a rally in Big Rapids, Michigan, on Tuesday. Vance tries to tether Harris to Biden during Michigan rally. Read a Tuesday ex post by Politico, citing the article. In the piece, Politico reporter Mia McCarthy amusingly writes, speaking at a rally in Big Rapids, Michigan, former President Donald Trump's running mate tried to tie Harris to the Biden administration's policies. Politico's ex post was quickly issued a community notes correction advising the public that Harris is currently President Biden's vice president. Social media users, meanwhile, slammed Politico in the comment section and accused the outlet of gaslighting, a term the American Psychological Association, APA, defines as to manipulate another person into doubting their perceptions, experiences, or understanding of events. We've reached apex gaslighting, people. It doesn't get any more believe us and not your own eyes than this, one ex-user reacted. This is a level of media gaslighting I've never seen before. Holy fucking shit, another wrote, before proclaiming, she's his goddamn vice president. Right now. She's in office. What the actual fuck? I didn't even know this level of gaslighting was possible, a third echoed. Harris is tied to Biden because. Wait for it. She is his vice president, another ex-user exclaimed. How dare he tie Harris to the Biden/Harris administration? Another quipped. Tries? She tethered herself to him, another informed. Vance also reacted to Politico's post, writing, the thing is, she's Biden's vice president. What on earth is this? Another ex-user wrote, tagging Politico CEO Goli Shekolasamy in their post, asking, how can you let your publication debase itself like this? And calling the article an insult to our country. No shit they're tethered, Blaze TV host Lauren Chen commented. Harris is Biden's VP. I knew the corporate press was shameless but I didn't realize that they were this stupid, author Michael Malice commented. Another ex-user simply stated, everyone hates you and you deserve it, while another wrote, good lord do you guys suck. She is the current VP and bragged about being the last person in the room with Biden for his big decisions. Another ex-user pointed out, adding, you all are beyond parody. Lamalvis has become a parody account, another echoed. The audacity, another ex-user declared. How is this serious journalism? Another inquired. Are you a news organization or a propaganda outlet? Another asked. As Breitbart News reported, Vance held the rally in Big Rapids, Michigan, on Tuesday, where Trump endorsed Michigan Senate candidate Mike Rogers, and he warned that today's Democratic Party is not your grandfather's Democrat Party. They have veered so far to the left, Rogers said. They gave us an open border. They gave us higher crime. They gave us food prices we can't afford. They gave us gas prices we can't afford. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.